This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
My fellow Australians, by nature, we're an optimistic country, but I understand that right now, it's hard to be positive.
At 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, this message by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was beamed across all TV and radio channels.
The war in the Middle East has caused the biggest spike in petrol and diesel prices in history.
In the rare address to the nation, just under 4 minutes long, he acknowledged that the economic shocks triggered by the US and Israel's war on Iran would remain for months to come.
Tonight I want to speak directly with you about what the government is doing to shield Australia in these uncertain times, and also what all of us can do to help our country and help each other in the period ahead.
And as families and businesses prepare for the coming long weekend, he encouraged Australians to conserve fuel.
You should go about your business and your life as normal. Enjoy your Easter. And if you're hitting the road, don't take more fuel than you need. Just fill up like you normally would. Think of others in your community, in the bush, and in critical industries.
While urging those who can to use public transport.
And over coming weeks, if you can switch to catching the train or bus or tram to work, do so. That builds our reserves and it saves fuel for people who have no choice but to drive.
The government has so far held off imposing restrictions on fuel or mandating rules. So, 5 weeks into the war, why has Anthony Albanese delivered this address now? And what could come next?
The months ahead may not be easy. I want to be upfront about that.
Today, Chief Political Correspondent Tom McElroy on Anthony Albanese's address to the nation amid a deepening fuel crisis.
No government can promise to eliminate the pressures that this war is causing. I can promise we will do everything we can to protect Australia from the worst of it. These are uncertain times, but I'm absolutely certain of this. We will deal with these global challenges the Australian way, working together and looking after each other, as we always have. Thank you and good evening.
It's Wednesday, the 1st of April.